Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
Moncrief on News Talk.
The latest recipe for eternal happiness is called slow dating. The idea that you should only go on a date once a week for the first 8 weeks of a relationship, and after that you can get married. We're joined by Mairead Lachman of the Love HQ Matchmaker. Mairead, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, so why is it 8 weeks? Why not 10 weeks
or a fortnight? Straight up, the most important decision you're ever going to make in your life is who you decide to be your life partner, especially if you decide to get married to them and especially if you're going to have children with them. So it's very important that you would slow down the process. You wouldn't rush into buying a house. You wouldn't rush into buying a car. Big decisions like that. Well, the biggest decision is who you're going to spend your life with. So things like building emotional intimacy first, instead of, like, let's face it, as soon as you start jumping into the physical intimacy of stuff, everything just starts getting way more complicated.
Yeah.
So getting to know somebody, like really learning, how many kids do they want? Where do they want to live? All of those different things. The amount of people that come to me as a matchmaker and I say to them, like, why did your last relationship break up? Like, you were with them for 3.5 years. And like, very often I hear, well, ultimately, when it, you know, push come to shove, they didn't ever want to get married or they didn't want to have a family. Now, perhaps it wasn't the right person for them. But if they'd had these conversations at the initial stages, they wouldn't have wasted so many years.
So that's not like in the, those are questions you can bring up in the first 8 weeks, are they?
I don't see why not. The right person hears you differently. Like anybody that comes to me for matchmaking, if I say to them, would you like to have a family? I'm going to say 90% of them under the age of 45 will say yes. Males under the age of 45, women, maybe about 42, 43, they might say, you know, I would like to, but I'm kind of being realistic about my fertility or whatever it is. But yeah, the right person hears you differently. You should be able to be unapologetically yourself. Now, the best version of yourself, but you don't need to be rushing into things. I often find as well, females can kind of start thinking about, could this be the person that I would like to marry, you know, very early on, maybe after the first date, second date.
Really?
Shock. But realistically,
that is rushing into something.
I know, but realistically, they should be thinking to themselves, would I like to meet this person just one more time?
Yeah.
It also reduces the influence of infatuation, okay? So like, you know, your last segment there about being able to apologise and everything like that. Like, let's think of a lot of people out there which have narcissistic tendencies. One of the biggest things if you're dating someone with strong narcissistic tendencies is love bombing. So if you're a sort of person that kind of falls in love very easily and they're like showering you with gifts, showering you with holidays, giving you all these fabulous compliments, all these things you didn't get from your ex, the chances are you're going to be like, I've just met the most perfect person, amazing person. You start then telling all your friends about this person, how great they are. You may have only met them 2 or 3 times. Like, let's face it, you've met them for a grand total probably of 4 or 5 hours. So everything needs to slow down a little bit.
Yeah. Even if after the first couple of dates, you're feeling a real kind of spark there and you know, you desperately want to see each other, should you kind of, and you're worried perhaps that the other, if you say, no, we won't meet for another week, you're worried that the other person might think, oh, okay.
There's a few different things in that. Look, absence does, it's an old saying, absence does make the heart grow fonder, okay? I think you know, meet them when you feel comfortable with them. But if you're like, sometimes I send people on a date on Friday night through Love HQ, okay, and I ring them on a Monday to see how their matchmaking went. And sometimes they've like literally met each other Friday night, Saturday, and all day Sunday. And by the time I meet them on Monday, they're like madly in love almost and everything. And I'm like, okay, can we just slow this down a tiny little bit, you know, just a little bit, so you can actually get to know the person. And I think it's no harm just going away and just kind of reflecting on it. You can get very caught up in the moment. Now, there are no rules to dating, okay? Ideally, you would slow things down. Ideally, you wouldn't sleep with somebody on the first date. That doesn't mean it doesn't work out. We all know people that it has worked out for. The great thing with dating is there are no rules. You can go at your own pace. But for a lot of people, you know, rushing things, it also, you know, is not good for your mental health. If you're the sort of person that really falls deeply in love and it takes you then 6 months to get over someone that you literally only met three times and then they ghosted you.
Gosh,
you know, you need to protect your mental health as well.
Yeah. I met my boyfriend 2 years ago. He missed his train home on our first date. And from then on, we spent every single weekend together, happier than ever now. As they say, when you know, but I suppose that's the exception that proves the rule,
as
you were saying.
But every weekend, you know, that's like, every, you know, once or twice a week, you know, it's fantastic.
A week is a really long time when you were first dating. I try to go on a date with another person if I find myself falling for somebody too quickly.
I think that's a good idea. Slow
kind
it down
like
a little
bit. Like inoculation.
Yeah, but I think, look, if you're busy enjoying your life, you won't have the time in your diary to be going meeting them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in the first week. You know, you'll have other things going on in your life. It slows you down a little bit and gets a really good foundation for your relationship.
Okay, so you go on a date, on your first date on a Friday. You leave it for a week and then you go on a second date on a Friday. In between the Fridays, stretching off for the next 8 weeks, how much communication is a healthier, because you might be texting each other morning, noon and night. You might be FaceTiming each other morning, noon and night. Isn't that just the same thing?
It is and it isn't. I think a good morning text is no harm. I think good evening text, even a brief phone call in the evening. I think that all technology, whether it's online dating and the apps or whether it is like WhatsApp or whatever, I think it should all be supporting you meeting in real life. Absolutely. But if you've just become too reliant on it, it's not going to work out. For anybody that, you know, I regularly hear people. And I only had a lady last week that she's been talking to a guy for 6 weeks and they haven't met up yet. Now, I don't know why you would entertain someone for 6 weeks and not meet up with them. I said to her, go out on a date with them this weekend and say to him, I'll meet you this weekend. But if it doesn't work, like if we don't meet up this weekend, we're done. So they did meet up the weekend. And she said, well, she knew within 3 seconds that they'd no chemistry. Like you need to spend time with somebody to get to know them. But you also need to spend time with someone physically, as in like in face to face with them to know if you even have chemistry.
Yeah.
So, you know, slow it down. It's such a lovely time in your life. What's the big rush? Like, enjoy the courtship. Like, there is, you know, a lovely time in your life. I know we want to get to the end line, especially anybody that's been single for a long time. It is frustrating and you meet someone lovely and you think, quick, I need to grab onto them. But just a little bit of slowness, a little bit of absence, never hurt anybody.
So even then in the, you know, in between the dates and the digital communication, that should be slowed down a bit as well.
I don't think you should be getting to know each other like dramatically over text. A little bit of how was your day? You know, I am planning your date for the next weekend and everything. A little bit of flirting, sending the odd meme, that sort of thing. But I wouldn't be writing essays and sending them off 2 or 3, you know, messages in the morning, maybe the afternoon, maybe the evening. Fair enough. But I absolutely wouldn't be sitting on my phone all day.
Yeah, even that's a bit stalkery.
It
when
is.
When you think about
it
and you're getting all those. I proposed marriage after 12 dates and 6 weeks back in 1990. We bought a house in April 1993, got married in October 1993 and are still happily together. And of course, people will always, and that's great for them, but they'll always kind of project that.
And that's what
story
I say, there is
else.
No rules for dating. There is the exception to the rule in the most case we're saying. And what science kind of predicts is that you should slow it down. You should, and especially for anybody that, you know, it's not, that is, finds it mentally difficult to date and to get over somebody. For somebody that is, gets infatuated too quickly. For somebody that is not great at spotting red flags, infatuation, all of those things, slow it down a little bit, get to know them, build a good foundation and fall in love properly.
Is there a general tendency though for people nowadays to be quicker about it, and why is that?
Well, Tinder, first of all, like you think of Tinder, it's the fastest way to date possible. You can actually swipe on 400 people in an hour if you wanted to.
Yeah.
You could be talking to four people in a night. You could have a date every single evening, depending on how fast you are and how good your flirting skills are. But, you know, that's how quickly it is. And so that's kind of the pace that a lot of people set. Now, there is the opposite to that, a thing called parity of choice. So when it comes to online dating, the more choices you have, the less likely you are to make any choices. So that's why some people that are single for years. And some people that have been in a relationship for 20 years, you know, might meet someone within a week and fall in love and get married to them and just know that this is the right person and at least they're not my ex anymore. So there is the flip side of it, you know.
Marie, thanks a million for coming in.
Pleasure, as always.
Marie Lachman there from the Love HQ.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.